Hi everyone, welcome to Spread Homeschool Conversations. We are so glad that you are with us tonight. And especially if you're live with us here on Facebook, we are happy to have you joining us. We take questions and we love your input as well as any questions you have as we're having this conversation. Tonight we are going to be talking about how technology can simplify customized homeschool plans, because we know that when we teach kids that have specialized learning needs, we need to customize their school, and curriculum doesn't do that for us. We as parents do, and that's why we do these broadcasts every week, and we want to show you ways also to make that simpler. And this whole month, we're talking about that with different organizations that do different things. And so tonight, we're going to talk mostly about technology, but other weeks in this month, we're also going to be talking about other ways to kind of think outside the box of what you see as homeschooling with a piece of curriculum in front of you. And we want you to broaden your horizons. So tonight I have some EdTech experts with me, Ken Graham and Raul Sharma. Welcome, gentlemen. I'm very glad that you are here tonight.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
So you represent a company called Veda Junction. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that organization, about a little bit about your backgrounds, and just your experience with technology and education, and why this product, and how you feel that it it's really can help parents, especially that have children who need customized education programs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, so Ken, we're going to kind of start with you. You are the co-founder of Veda Junction, and Raul, you're the founder and CEO. Is that correct?
Yes,
that's
correct.
I got that the email that was sent me. So, so this has kind of been a dual effort on both of your parts to create this the software. And so we're going to start out talking just about technology. And maybe you as viewers are comfortable with technology or maybe you're not, but Ken, let's talk a little bit about what technology has for parents, especially in the recent years. We've seen, you know, technology be integrated into a lot of our lives. And maybe parents are okay with an app here or something like that, but let's talk about the bigger picture of technology and education and what you have to share with us about that.
Well, the advances in technology that have affected everybody's lives have also benefits to all the aspects of providing individually customized, personalized learning for students, tracking records that are required for keeping a true understanding of what's going on and sharing it with others who need to know. And also the idea of using all the resources available to enhance the learning experience for the students. We looked at the plan for our plan was to create an environment, and in that environment there would be support for the learner. There would be support for the parent. There would be sharing community.
Right.
You know, so we looked at the success of YouTube and other organizations in the facilitated network space, and we said, you know, people who are working to make lessons for their child may very well have lessons that could be used by somebody with their child, and we provided a mechanism for sharing. And also rating and evaluating commercially available resources, taking
right.
a look
so
at
it's the ability to pick and choose what works best, but not limit it to just one provider.
And yes, absolutely. In fact, to open it up to as many providers as participate in the community. So we have structured it almost like a small the small towns environment. Mm-hmm. We have a store where you can, well, our product has tools for do-it-yourself curriculum instruction, for content authoring, for making individual learning plans, tools for learning analytics and progress reporting, transcripts, tools for, we actually have incorporated artificial intelligence technology into our product so that we can assign each user a personal tutor. So each student gets a personal tutor, and that tutor can take the lesson, learns the student, and during the course of the lesson can modify the lesson in real time to assist the student stay in that zone where it's not too hard, not too easy.
So assistive technology basically helps a parent to be able to gauge what how a child is doing and maybe give suggestions on how they can modify one way or the other.
Yes, it's a recommendation system based upon experience. It has no preconceived notions. It tries to learn the student and how the student really learns.
Well, and then, it's funny because we as parents will sometimes compensate for our kids and we don't even realize we're doing it. And, you know, technology can tell us what we're doing.
It's very interesting because it's a recommendation system. And the recommendations can be implemented while the student is in the course of using a lesson that perhaps wasn't working as well as it could for them. And the more the system knows about the child, the more it can personalize that adaptation of the lesson for the student so that they're always in that zone of proximal development, that place where it's not too hard, not too easy, just right. So we have tools that help parents to develop those kinds of tools and resources. And that's one like little marketplace in our environment, which is a store that has the do-it-yourself tools. We can also generate system developed lessons and tools. You know, the system is intelligent enough to generate materials. Then we have a marketplace for sharing, which is just like if you went to any of the vendors on the internet, except that these are homeschooling resources.
Right. So I want parents to understand that, you know, what you're talking about is like what a lot of parents go to is what we call teachers by teachers.
Yes.
And so teachers sell their products that they create for their classroom, or homeschoolers sell their products that they create for their schools. And they're mostly paper-based. Some are, you know, computer-based, but they're made mostly planners, things you can print off. So what Ken is talking about is, what if a parent wrote, say, a lesson plan, built it all in with all the videos and all the little bells and whistles of grading and this and that, and then put it for sale on their system, and you could just integrate it and adapt it for your child. I think it's genius. And that's, you know, that's where technology is allowing us to do these things that we don't have to just take this load of paperwork now into our house. We can access the program.
And the hard work that people do to make sure that their children are learning to the best they can really should be shared.
Yeah.
And if in the course, you know, a very good idea is to come up with, then that should be shared. We thought it would be make sense to allow the authors to get a royalty, get paid for what is there. You know, nominal. We're not talking about, you know, giant fees, but just as an incentive to get people to really take that extra step and polish it up really nicely for sharing. And we can build a community around that, just like the internet communities that most people are part of. And that can be for commercial vendors can share their stuff in one sense, but we would have ratings and evaluations and assessments by our users.
Just like using Airbnb or, you know, rating an Amazon book or, you know, all those types of things.
Yes. And then if you are new to this, and a lot of people when they first start need a lot of support because it's a difficult thing to take on, then the Sharing and Support Community Center is a place where tips can be given and ideas and recommendations for how to make the best of the time that you have to spend and how to manage the heavy load that you're carrying, you know,
right.
And it also gives opportunities for sharing from person to person. And then we thought it would be very helpful to have the personalized learning done on the student's demand, when the student wants it. So we actually create an artificial intelligence agent, like a robot for each student, that learns the student, learns how the student learns, and then assists the student during the course of their work and makes recommendations to them, and can also modify lessons if they become too long, and give very good feedback and reports so that the full benefits of technology can be applied to the challenge of getting good results with every child. Yeah, that's what.
So it's almost like having a teaching aid.
Yes, and we can manufacture them. We don't have to hire them.
You're a lot cheaper that way.
We give one for every student.
You know, as you're talking about this, I think when my kids were younger, I would spend an entire summer planning out their curriculum. And just think, if all of those years that I wrote things in books, if they would have been recorded in technology, I could be making money off of that.
Yes.
So yes, that there's the benefit of technology and being able to keep those things. Because I think we feel like we're always recreating the wheel. And yes, our kids are different, but most of the time it's the pace. And I know your program deals with that, and we'll talk to Raul probably about
he'll break it all down,
those types of things. But and also the ability to give answers in different ways and things like that, which is accommodating.
We designed two interfaces, one for emerging, you know, competencies and learners. We if a student's unable to express themselves in writing, they can speak to the system. The system will make recordings of that. And if they're unable to read a particular text, but they're reading it for the meaning of the text and the ideas contained in it, it can be read to them.
And
so that's just a natural part of the interface. And
And a lot of times parents will use that technology, but it's in all these different places. And so then they're trying to find the Kindle, and they're trying to, you know, and figure out where, you know, the YouTube channel is. But if you have it all in one place, that's the beauty of having that integrated system again.
Yes, and that was really how we started. Raul and I started working together on integrating technologies. We worked on a school management system, and we wanted to remove the silos and integrate all of the applications so that we one seamless interface. And that was a challenge because there were many siloed apps. Well, here we said we should apply that to the teaching resources and the record keeping and the support systems that we could put in, and then change from just using an application to being a member of a community and contributing to it and benefiting from it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we're always looking for community, and you know, it's not the same as being in person, but in today's day and age, our technical communities and the way we interface with each other, it's a necessity, and definitely a way to interface with more people and to be able to get a broader sense of knowledge and information.
And we've had a lot of people who are, you know, very knowledgeable about trying to make individual differences. That's what this was all about, really, was, you know, customized tutorial, you know, highly personalized instruction, and that it should be available on the learner's demand, which means that the lesson that was created can be used by the student, but it can be modified while the student is using it with the benefit of that kind of an assistant.
Some parents have concerns using technology, thinking that, you know, it's all programmed in, and whatever is on the program is what I have to teach my child. But that's not true for parents can use whatever curriculum they want and put it into your interface. Of course, it's nice if someone else writes it and they can just purchase it. but if they want to have that much control, they can have as much control as they want.
Yes. They can have as much control, and the system will support all of the tasks that are necessary for the instructor. And a home teacher has a lot of tasks, you know,
Yeah.
A lot of tasks to manage, and we were cognizant of that, and we tried to make a very friendly interface, mm-hmm. and one that's very thoughtful about how things are done so that they're easy to use. I think if you get a chance to look at it, your members get a chance to look at it, they'll see it. Raul's going to walk, I think, through.
Yeah, and Raul's going to walk through it, and then we've got some things that an incentive to get parents to try it out.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Well, great. Is that pretty much everything you wanted to cover, Ken? I don't want to.
Well, Raul, Raul's going to share the give a real nuts and bolts view
and
of
we'll
it.
We'll probably have lots of questions in between there as well, too.
But the big picture is that we want to do customized tutorial instruction on the individual learner's demand, mm-hmm. and to support in every way providing individualized instruction to every student. That's possible, we believe, with what we've created.
Right, it is possible. And I think as you guys are on, I think, the edge of something, and I remember when I first saw your product, and I thought this is where we're going. And definitely is, because it's hard to, in our day and age when we're up and moving and mobile, to take a whole stack of books with us wherever we go. it's nice to just have it on the tablet. And I love that the kids have a separate interface than the parents.
Yes.
And so it makes it very friendly to them, but it makes it also friendly to the parent who is working with the system as well.
Yes, that was our goal, and to give a community feeling to it. This isn't a regular, like an adaptive software product where there's a path that you'll go through. Actually, it's based on the experience of the learner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intelligence is based upon experience. And so it really does pay close attention to the individual and then adapts the individual's needs.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ken, for joining us.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you earlier, and I'm glad you have this great group.
Yeah, we're excited to talk to Raul and kind of dig into your program and talk a little bit more question and answer. So, well, thank you for your time. And,
thank you.
We'll talk, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
All right, let me configure this. There we go. So just so the rest of you know, we are taking questions and comments throughout this broadcast. So if you have a question that pops into your head, say, how does this work? Stop us. We will definitely get your questions answered. And we'll just be kind of going through the slides otherwise. Is that correct, Raul?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Should I head to the next slide then?
Yes. Yes. Please.
Okay. And I think we're going to talk about tracking curriculum. Is that where
yeah.
we should be? Okay.
And that's
important because tracking, a lot of parents will do that with paper and pencil.
Yeah.
And I think the reason they do it and the reason that I did it was because I can erase it.
Yeah.
But technology allows us that. But we don't have to worry about keeping tons of notebooks around either.
Absolutely, and I think with in today's digital age, all the kids are on their phones or on their tablets, and that has become the new norm of learning.
Mm.
And it's important that, especially in homeschooling, the parents are able to provide and use the latest technology and, give all the benefits that they can
mm-hmm.
to their children, so that they can, perform at their best. And
we do have a disadvantage if we don't use technology in our homeschools, like you said, because they, at some point, they're going to have to use technology, and it's better for them to be very accustomed to it and understand the ins and outs of it.
It is important because, you know, the benefits that technology can provide, especially in, you know, improving the learning outcomes and, you know, taking students from point A to point B in terms of, you know, what they want to learn and how they want to learn. It is very important. And, you know, especially in the case of homeschooling now, if you look at, you know, bigger institutions, they can afford big learning systems and all. And there's no real software that is available where, you know, a homeschooling parent can use the technology and provide the same sort of benefits and customized learning to, you know, what the child's needs are. And that's where we come in. And, you know, I guess tracking curriculum and curriculum in general is the first, you know, step, and where our software provides a complete structure for a course. So for example, if you're teaching ELA to your, you know, child, you need to have a curriculum so that you can track it. You can, you know, manage the records. You can provide, you know, notes and lessons to your, you know, for daily learning to your children, and then evaluate them. And then, you know, in some states it's required that,
yes,
you know, you have to submit your reports to the government, and you know, so we help there as well. So
the reports are generated as the student goes through, and so it isn't an added task for the parent to put on, other than creating the evaluations within the, I guess, the program itself.
Reports are generated automatically, and then, you know, if parents have specific you know, requirement, they can reach our support center and we can customize the reports as well.
Okay. That's good. And so we're finding more too that especially with children who have different learning difficulties, that parents are having to create, you know, specific goals and specific measurables, and to put those into an individual education plan, an IEP. And we're also finding that the Social Security Administration in a lot of areas is now requiring IEPs. So if you're writing an IEP and you need those outcomes, technology can really help with that process of getting that information.
Absolutely. And they're you know, I can very, you know, say with full conviction, there are sort of unlimited benefits to, you know, use of technology and, you know, for different children with different needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where Veda Junction can, you know, help the parents, you know, streamline their efforts and, you know, focus on not just, you know, not spend too much energy on record keeping, but on providing the best learning in a home setting.
Right.
And this platform becomes an enabler in that. So it becomes your partner, your friend, and, you know, and helps you do and, you know, impart the best form of education at home to your child.
Yeah.
And if you look at the curriculum, you know, we have set it up where it's a very easy to use platform. You know, if you had mentioned, Peggy, that you would spend the whole summer in creating the curriculum.
Yeah.
And now we in at Veda Junction, it's very easy. You know, you can create a full year's curriculum, I would say, in about 10 to 15, 20 hours max. So in a few days, and it remains with you forever. And at the same time, you can share it within the community.
I was also thinking that, you know, it's like you spend all this time on one child and then you got a child coming 2 years later and you want to use the same thing. Well, it's already done. And then
your
artificial intelligence works is that you can pace that differently depending on the needs of that child versus the first child, which before ended up being two different programs or two different things for me to do.
That's where the technology comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where the technology comes in. So,
mm-hmm.
So we can move on to the next slide.
Sure. Let me do that. Okay.
So this is a screenshot of, you know, how a course would look like. You know, we have a curriculum map. We have the associated resources. As you can see, we have the learning plans. the standard grading, and most importantly, the reports. So under the curriculum map, you know, the structure is of, it's pretty, you know, standard terminology of units and lessons, mm-hmm. a unit being a group of lessons and a lesson being a daily learning lesson.
Okay.
And the reason we have followed the structure is because if a child is studying a particular course for 3 or 5 days a week, then you can create those lessons accordingly. And, the system, the platform will help them attain a certain level of mastery that you decide that they should have. And then it will also recommend, you know, what changes that you need to do in terms of, providing the evaluation criteria or, having modifications or making modifications in the learning outcomes.
So it helps you to evaluate even your teaching style with your students' learning style.
Yes, and absolutely. And, we have more examples of, how where you can, see how your teaching style and the students or the child's learning style can, be evaluated. But if you talk about units and lessons in this slide, you can actually create them on their own, because many, homeschooling moms, they like to have different resources, different books, and create their own lessons. So we provide that, content authoring tools here. But at the same time, you can, get it from another user in the community through this platform. And you can also buy it from our marketplace, which we are building up now with different, vendors coming in. And, over the period of next few months, we should have at least 3-4 vendors, with their curriculum maps set up on the platform.
That's great. Yeah. So yeah, it's either customizable or you can purchase it and use what's there.
And
so it's
you can
flexible.
Go to the next slide. Yeah, it's totally flexible. Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, learning resources is, when the parents are using the curriculum, unit lessons are basically you're setting up the topics and subtopics. And, from there on, what do you want to teach your child on a daily basis? You can add different notes, in the form of a video. So if you want to teach something using a video or an audio or an image, the different examples that can be created for a particular topic using this, feature that we have here. And again, you can, if you buy it from a marketplace or share it from another user, you have it ready to use. And or you can, it's in a content authoring tool, you can create this on your own. I mean, these are the examples that the student will use.
I was going to say, so these are resources that the student would click on if they need help or further instruction to get through the lesson. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Peggy, I'm not able to see the presentation on the screen. I see
it disappeared as
okay.
well. Let me see. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so the learning resources, you can go to the next slide, please.
Okay. There we go.
So I think it's important to note that, using the different resources that we offer, which is notes, different e-learning sets, which is a combination of, a few note sets together.
Mm-hmm.
Then the evaluation worksheets, many of the, you can, if it's an written assignment that the kids have to go through, you can, upload those worksheets. They can, type it online. We have a few examples which we'll show later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you can add your questions that if you want to have an online quiz and evaluate it, through the system.
Right. So you can build it any way that you think that would be best for your student to process the information, to evaluate what they're learning. It can all be customizable.
Absolutely. And then, that's where the flexibility comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have your resources in place, you know, you have your flexibility of how you want to use it, how you want to provide them with a daily lesson. And we have a terminology, we call it a learning plan, which is basically a group of lessons that you want to, provide to your child for learning purposes. Now, this learning plan can be a daily plan, or it can be a weekly plan or a monthly plan, or it can be one full one units plan. And so, so mothers who are working, they can work on the, let's say they can work on the weekend, create this full week's plan and not worry about it. And they can monitor it from anywhere, you know, as their child is going, learning on their daily activities. So you can recommend your own, place, whether you want them to get involved in some certain activity. The system recommends a time. You can also, recommend that, okay, they have to spend this much time on a particular learning resource. Mm-hmm. And this gives you complete flexibility. So you can plan your time and your, the time that you want your child to spend on the platform learn and take a quiz, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. So it gives you complete flexibility on, how you want to, make sure that there's the best usage of the time of the day for your child.
Right, because some kids learn better in the morning, some in the afternoon, and
yeah.
And so yeah. It's good to be able to allow them that flexibility using technology. It also helps them with scheduling. We forget that we're teaching other things to our kids while they're doing school, not just what they're learning in school. And the ability to keep an appointment if that's
absolutely.
And so those other things are being integrated in as well.
Yes, yes. And go to the next slide, please.
Okay.
So here you can see that, how what I was talking about, the learning plan, how that can be created. That once you have your resources in place, so for example, if you buy it from a marketplace, or you have created your own resources, all you do is just drag and drop. It's very easy to use. You select different lessons that you want in a learning plan. So let's say you're creating a plan for a week, and I want 5 lessons maybe on 5 different days. So I can just select those 5 lessons, select the resources available for those, and then, if you can move on to the next slide.
Sure.
So select the resources, and here you can see the ones that we have, in this example, the ones those are selected, the unit, the lesson, and the resources that are selected. So it gives you, this is where you customize the learning path. Now, for example, if you have another homeschooling parent shared their resources with you, but you want to use it in a different plan, you don't want to follow their plan, you can do that. So it gives you the flexibility to customize it for your
students, the lessons, the resources, and you can mix them up how student is going to process them best.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, it's important to note here that the flexibility and the customization that is provided is very important, because this is where, so if you're creating this plan for a week, the next week, once you'll see the reports, you can go back and modify it. And again, like you said, if you have another child who is going to learn it for in the next 2 years, you have all this work ready with you, and you can use it at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're a student, you find that when you start the new school year, and they need some review, you've got it right there as well, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You have all of this. You can. I'll show you an example in a coming slides where you can ask the virtual tutor, and you can name your tutor anything, and you can tell them, okay, let's pick these 2 units, create a learning plan for my kid, and the tutor will recommend a learning plan, and you can tell them, pick up the resources, pick up the lessons where they didn't do well, or this is a summary plan. I just want to recap. So this is important here, to realize that when 3 months down the line, you would, a parent would not remember that, you know, where the kid didn't do well. You don't want to go back to your notes, to your, you know, all your paperwork. You just tell the system, okay, create a summary for last 3 months and see, you know, how your child has learned and, you know, evaluate them. And then, you know, if you need to go back and then provide another 1 week's learning plan on this, on the lessons that they have not done well, you can do that.
Yeah, it shows you where those gaps are. I think we so easily miss those when we're homeschooling. So we've got so many kids going, and then you wonder which child had which gap and where was that. And so it's tracking it constantly so that you don't have to be trying to keep all that in your head.
Yes.
Very good.
So we can go to the next slide.
Okay.
So, so here you can see in the learning plan, you know, you can recommend a time initially when the system is learning about the child and a place. So it's totally gives you the flexibility of scheduling. Mm-hmm. You're creating a schedule, a weekly schedule or a daily schedule for your kid.
Okay.
And they'll recommend if you're, it's clashing with different courses that you're having. And you can, you know, have an activity where, you know, you can tell them that they have to, even if you're traveling, you know, it's a group activity, multiple kids are learning in the community. You can, you know, recommend the place here.
Okay. All right. So you can put in things that aren't even in the system just so that they're tracked.
Okay. We can go to the next slide. And I think again, okay.
There we go.
So, and this, it's important to note that, you know, how are we doing record keeping here? And all this data, the curriculum, the resources, the learning plans, once the student, once your child goes through their daily plans, they can have automated quizzes that are built into those plans, or they can, you know, you can, if you have provided a worksheet which you need to grade, so there's a grade management available.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, different progress reports and, of course, transcripts.
Right. Yeah.
So all of this is available to the parents to, you know, use. So you can go look at some of the examples here if you move on to the next two, three things.
I got one comment to make to parents. Even if your state does not require record keeping, keep records, please. it's very important. Yeah. You just do not know when you will need those records and how important that will be if you need to advocate for anything with your child to have those available. And we have a question also from Karen. She said, how much does this program cost?
So it's, first of all, I think it's, for Peggy and the special homeschool website, we have you know, a trial code for 3 months that you can use it for free. And Peggy, you might go and bother where they can find it. And after that, I think it's you know, $12 a course per month.
Mm-hmm.
And if you you know, buy the subscription for a quarter or a 6 months or a year, you know, of course, there are discounts associated with it.
Yeah. And so for finding that discount to, on how to get into the system and try it out for 3 months for free, you can go on to our website, which is spedhomeschool.com. And then there is the our partners. And under partners is curriculum. And it's under the general and therapeutic curriculum. And you'll find Beta Junction on that page. And there's a code there that you can enter in. And it kind of describes how that's used. So thanks for the question. And hi, Jessica. Thanks for joining us. We had a comment from Jessica saying, hey. So we're glad to have you with us tonight. You're welcome, Karen. All right. So on to the next slide.
Yeah. So here we can see, this is a schedule, you know, that you can see. And then, for example, even if you want a recap of what you have done, providing reports if someone asks you, so you have this schedule that is available to you.
Great.
And this is an example of a report. So next slide, please.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the grading. You can see if it was a written assignment or they have to type something in or record an answer. You know, mm-hmm. We'll see those examples in maybe next 5 minutes. So you can, you know, actually score the work. And this is again becomes a part of your record. And it tells you that how much, you know, for each learning outcome or each goal, you know, how they perform. If you want to use rubrics,
there's an option
for that. And then, you know, there's online grading and those remain with you forever.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Next slide. So here is where you see the progress. And I think this is important if you are a mom mm-hmm. who does, you know, plan on a weekly or a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. You can see the progress, you know, even if you're working part-time or working full-time and, you know, your kids are, you know, studying at home or whatever your, you know, situation is, you can monitor this progress from anywhere.
Right.
So for, you know, our people in the armed forces, you know, mm-hmm. who are serving, they can, even if one parent is teaching at home, the other one can, you know, view the progress, you know, mm-hmm. from anywhere in the world and see how their kids are, how the children is, you know, performing. So this is an example of a daily lesson, you know, what they have scored, you know, so on and so forth. If you go to the next slide,
sure.
That's where we see this is an example of a transcript. And
head to the next one.
You can print that out. Yes. So student performance in detail. In this, I think we have to.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's important to note. Yeah, this is the slide. This is fine.
Okay.
So competency, you know, identifying for each lesson, each of the lesson in the curriculum. And each of the unit in the curriculum, how well the student has performed. The
yeah.
questions that are answered here is how well the student has performed, which are the areas where they need help, which are the lessons where the examples provided by you as a parent are not working, where
mm-hmm.
you need
mm-hmm.
to modify your own resources, or you need to, you know, buy it from somewhere, or you need to share it, or just modify it. So all the analysis is, you know, a part of, you know, the reports that we provide. And these are, you see on the screen, you can see the statistics for a lesson, for a unit, for
mm-hmm.
each worksheet, for quiz, and for your goals as well. So the competency is calculated on a scale of 5, and it tells you, you know, where the lessons where they have performed well, where they don't need help. So in a single click, you can identify where they need help.
Wow.
And, you know, that becomes a very powerful tool because 3 months down the line, you won't remember, you know,
exactly.
a particular daily lesson where they didn't do well. And if, especially in higher grades, you know, when they are appearing for certain state exams, you know, to get into the college and all.
Mm-hmm.
Some states do require that, you know, especially, I know for sure New York does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can use this platform to, you know, practice, summarize everything. And then the platform will, Veda Junction will help you, you know, monitor everything and help the performance.
Well, and it's yeah. nice, too, in some of those states that do require testing, they do allow for certain contingencies for students with more severe learning difficulties to submit a portfolio instead. And so having testing records like these and other information to put into a portfolio
yep.
would make a much larger impact than just some scribbled notes as well, because here you're having a broader range of evaluation that you're bringing to the table. So I think that's important to note as well.
So we can go to the next slide. So this, the learning outcome status, I think this is very important because to pinpoint specific goals and your learning outcomes where the competency was not met and where your child needs help. So maybe you want to, you know, either use the platform or, you know, provide them, you know, explain those topics in a little more detail. So that is very important, because this is how you help your child in areas where they need specific focus from the parent.
Right.
And to identify that is important, you know, and these goals can be anything. These are just examples that we have shown.
Right.
So the system can help you, you know, if they learn better through videos, example,
mm-hmm.
or they like to read, and the images, you know, the pictures in your examples, it helps them or it doesn't help them. So all of those are identified.
And that's important. I mean, those are tangible things that we don't think about that affect our children's learning input. And hard to evaluate as a parent, but here there's a system constantly looking at what are they seeing, what are they using, how are they succeeding and not succeeding. And I'm giving you that constant feedback.
Yeah,
definitely.
Go to that next slide.
Sure. Did I go the right way?
So here again, at a unit level and at a lesson level, you can see the analysis of what was, for each lesson, you want to identify what did they, so this, in this example, the competency is 4.5, but they have done reasonably well. So they have achieved, the highest competency. But if they have not, you can actually click on the learning outcome where they have not done well, and it'll clearly identify it.
Okay.
So, that I think that's where it is important, where the system helps you, rather than going through all your notes and seeing, identifying where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
The system helps. And then you, as a parent, you can focus your energy in providing more lessons for them and, helping in the areas of need, rather than spending that time in analysis,
mm-hmm.
because analysis is done by the platform.
Well, a lot of times we don't figure it out till the end of the year. And then what have we done all year long in teaching them in that particular way, and went, oh, maybe we should have done it differently. And so we tweak it the next year. But to be able to get constant feedback as instructor as well is important. And to not till we get to the end and say, well, we probably should have done something different.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We can go to the next slide. I think I've discussed that, the next section of, here.
Mm-hmm.
The automated plans. And I think this is one of the most important feature. And I'm going to take a few minutes to explain this.
Yeah, please do.
We, as a platform, I think it is, as a parent, it is very important to learn about, how your student learns, so that you can provide better examples for, the homeschool setting, and, help them where they need help, identifying areas where they need help. So virtual tutor does that for you. It'll learn about your child, very basic things, what time of the day do they like to learn?
Mm.
What time of the day they are at their best?
Right.
What type of examples do they really prefer? Whether they're audio, video, how is their reading going on? Do they, are they performing well, or do they like someone reading out to them? Especially at the younger ages.
Uh-huh.
How much time? So, how much time do they need on particular areas? So some kids might learn in 10 minutes. Some might need 20. Some might need 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we have to, in a customized, since we are homeschooling here, we have to provide them with enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimate aim is that they should, achieve mastery.
Right.
So the system identifies and recommends the path, which you'll see in the next few slides, and the pace. So it learns about these two things.
Awesome.
We can go to the next slide.
Sure.
So if you, we have this virtual tutor, which you can name, the parent can name that any,
awesome.
You can give that any name and go on to the next slide.
Uh-huh.
So as an example, you just have to, go on to the next one again,
Okay.
Yeah, so system will automatically identify which lessons have to be, you know, practiced again or should be. That's a recommendation. But see, we again, the virtual tutor is a helper to the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it is recommending ultimately the control is with the parent. And you see there in this slide, it has selected a lesson and three resources there. And it recommends that this is what should be, you know, your child should go over these examples again.
So and the AI is not going to take over your homeschool. So if you're worried about that.
Yeah, AI is, this is a helper. AI can never take over. You know, a mom is a mom. No one can replace a mom or a parent or a father. You know? And, yeah, that, this is the Veda Junction is your friend, is your support friend. You know, it helps mm-hmm. you cut down on the time that you have to spend on different activities and focus more on providing the best education to your child.
Awesome.
So now I think we should look at a few examples on, we can go to the next slide and see how would your child see the platform? You know, what would they see?
Right.
We have two, it's very simple. When you give them a username and password, you know, and they log in, all they see is the daily plan. You just go through their daily lesson and they're done. And you just have to train them on, you know, maybe it takes about 10, 15 minutes, you know, and then, you know, we have tried it with different, you know, kids who were helping us test this. And then, you know, kids are so smart these days, you know, they pick up technology without, you know, any extra effort.
They teach us about it.
Yeah. So we can go to the next slide.
So this is a
kids interface, and you know, you can see here the recommended pace is 10 minutes, and you know, there's an example with an image, and all they have to learn is about the three icons on the top. Where the first one is if they want the little blue icon, if they want the system to read it out to them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they can just read it. The arrow next to it would start blinking, you know, to move on to the next slide as an enabler for them to, you know, browse through the lesson. And you can go to the next slide.
Sure.
So this is next example is where they type in their answers, or they can record it.
Mm-hmm.
So or they can upload
here to upload or record, and then
yeah.
can type it.
It's done.
Yes. It basically looks like, you know, Word or Google
yeah.
Docs. So you're actually
yes.
training them on how to use a word processor too, as well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And by the time they use it for you know, a few months, they become an expert. And I think
yeah.
that is not just learning the subject here, which is. Could be any course.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, it's not just the bold, underline, whatever, but you're teaching them how to build in hyperlinks and put in pictures and videos and things like that into their answer, which, you know, if they're going to be using this, we do that all the time when we work, but it's good to be teaching them those skills as well.
Yeah. So, it's important that, you know, if you are asking them to record, you can see, you know, how confident they are in that, you know, when they speak. So you're also training them in those areas. And
very difficult thing. And I don't think many adults are good at it. I think kids are becoming more good at it because that voice to text technology is becoming used more often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, in our second version, which we're still working on, we are working on, you know, analysis of speech, and we can give recommendations on that, and you know, how good are they? The system will, you know, learn and identify, you know, their progress in speaking,
mm-hmm.
and as well as reading.
Yeah.
So again, you know, as I said, this helps in identifying areas and solving and helping the child, you know, improve their performance.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You can go to the last slide that we have, and then we can, you know, discuss if any questions are there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an example of, you know, how they of an automated or online quiz or an exam. Mm-hmm. So you can have you know, they can attempt it. It's a timed quiz. If you want them to have that, you know, attempt that. After every, we recommend that after every lesson, they should take a quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, help in identifying the, it'll help the parents identify whether they have mastered that lesson or not, or do they need to go over it again. And, you know, it also gives them enough practice to, you know, be ready for the big exams, you know, when they grow up. Because right. Everything is online now, you know, all the SATs, mm-hmm. ACTs, everything is online. And they become so confident. When I gave my SAT, I remember it's, you know, we didn't have many practice software available at that time. It was not in a real environment.
Right.
So I didn't go through the pressure. But mm-hmm. this would give them so much practice. So by the time they, you know, actually take those exams, it'll be a piece of cake for them.
Right. Yep. It'll be just something that you do.
Yeah.
The questions.
And to summarize, I think it's important. Our focus is providing the flexibility, you know, mm-hmm. for to the homeschooling parents to, you know, give the best technology to their children. You know, enabling them with the different tools that we provide, which helps them, you know, create the curriculum resources, mm-hmm. Different. You know, quizzes, then the reporting in terms of identifying the areas where your child needs help,
mm-hmm.
Record management for all the grades, any reports or transcripts that you might need at a later stage.
Right.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah, definitely. It's all in one package, basically.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of having to look for all these resources in many different places, which we've done for years. So, well, great. Well, we just have a couple minutes left. If there's any questions or comments anybody has while we're wrapping up, that would be great. I just want to thank you for your time, Raul. And would you like to come back on with us and say anything?
It's a pleasure. I want to thank all your viewers, for their time. And if you have any questions, you can. Our platform is www.vedajunction.com, and you can reach out to us for any questions or queries, and we'll be happy to help you.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for leading the discussion so well and giving us an opportunity to showcase what we worked on. I think I hope your users got a good impression.
Yeah, definitely. I know, like I was talking to you guys when we were before the show started, is that, you know, we often look at these products and go, oh, that's overwhelming. I don't think so. But I hope that we've been able to show you tonight just how user-friendly this is. You know, I thought I couldn't program a website, and I did it in 6 weeks because of technology like this, where you just drag and drop things. And it's so, you know, you've made the user interface so simple to understand. And just this is the second time I've looked at your product now, and it makes a lot of sense on how, you know, just a parent would go through this. It doesn't seem like there'd be a whole lot of confusion, and you've thought it through, definitely, as to, and coming from education side, Ken and Raul, you know, just the programming aspects, you've looked at it from lots of different angles, and it shows. So
thank you.
Thank you for introducing this technology. It definitely is where we're headed, like I said earlier. And I think, especially for our kids that struggle, this is important, because we as parents need as many resources to show us where we need to tweak and change things. So the website again,
yes.
Let's first of all, the question was, can this be done on a laptop? I'm assuming that is.
Yes, sure.
Absolutely,
yes. Yes,
sure.
Yes. Both of them.
All right. And
laptop, tablet are the best ones. It's just like using your Gmail. So you log in to your laptop or a computer or a tablet, and then you're good to go.
Okay. Yes. Great. And the website is Veda Junction. It is VedaJunction.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And like I said, again, if you want to look for that discount code, if you go to the spedhomeschool.com website and click under our resources page or our partners page, I'm sorry, and go under curriculum, they will be under the general curriculum section. And there's a little blurb in there with the code. So, or we'll put the actual page on the feed of this, so you can get to that page instead of having to go through the menus on our website. So that'll make it easier for you to find that. So, thank you again, gentlemen. I appreciate
your time.
I thank you for your hard work, and you know, you're working on another revision already. I've been in the software business. I understand. it's constant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Tweak and change and make things better. So I appreciate all of your hard work. And like I said at the beginning, this is just the beginning of what we're going to be talking about, changing up curriculum. That's what we're talking about this month. Next week, we're going to be talking to someone about how to get your high school out of a box and things that you can do and even create transcripts without having to use standard curriculum, which I did for my boys, and it worked. So they're adults and they function well. So I'm excited to have that discussion. And all this month, we're going to be talking about things like that. So join us again next week for that. Otherwise, we'll keep the conversation going in our support group on Facebook. We have 1,600 families that are in there. So definitely join that support group. And otherwise, we will see you again next week here. Oh, and thank you to the Learning Disabilities Foundation of America for partially supporting this broadcast, and for people like you who donate on our website. We appreciate that, or on our Facebook page. Until next week, bye, everybody.